Good morning, everyone. I'm Sushil Thapa. I work for Texas A&M AgriLife Research in Amarillo. Today, I'm going to talk something about how the canopy temperature or canopy temperature depression at grain filling estate correlates to the winter wheat yield in Texas High Plains. Dr. Shiva might come in, my project leader and some other colleagues are in the room. First, the background of the study. The United States exports about more than 30 million tons of wheat, though it produces about 8% of the global wheat. So it's one of the, and it's the top exporter in the world. So wheat is a very important crop for the country, and today I'm basically talking about the Texas High Plains area here, where the annual precipitation is about 470 millimeter, and the wheat growing season actually starts from October and ended at June. The period receives about 250 millimeter of rainfall, and this is the most important wheat growing region in the United States. But if we see the potential evapotranspiration for the same period, I mean the October to June, it goes about 700 to 800 millimeter. That means about 3 times higher than what we get as a rainfall. So because of that, water stress or the drought is one of the primary factors limiting wheat yields in the area. You might be thinking about what happens about the irrigation. The Ogallala Aquifer, it expands about 8 states in the United States, is the major source of groundwater irrigation in the area. But the aquifer is depleting due to the higher withdrawal rate and lower recharge rate. That's why the irrigation is not that much convenient in the area. So most of the wheat are grown under rain fed or dry land conditions. The plant canopy temperature, the major idea of this study, it varies according to the different environmental conditions. For example, under the conditions of high solar radiation, high temperature, water stress, or maybe high wind speed, the stomatal conductance decreases. When the stomatal conductance decreases, the canopy temperature increases. So canopy temperature depression is simply the air temperature minus the canopy temperature, and generally it goes higher or the positive values when the crops are well irrigated. But under the conditions of dry land or water deficiency conditions, what happens is the values goes negative. That means the plants are not transpiring well. It gives some kind of information like that. So the objective of our research was to compare the canopy temperature or canopy temperature depression among the 20 elite wheat cultivars. I said elite because these are the most commonly grown wheat cultivars in our area, Texas High Plains. And also to characterize the relationship between the canopy temperature depression and grain yields in the area. Materials and methods. The study was conducted in 2012, 2015, and 2016. We used 20 wheat genotypes, as I mentioned before. We used the randomized complete block design with 3 replications, and planting was done in October last to November first week, and it was harvested in June. And the location was in Bushland, Texas. If you don't know where the Bushland is, it's close to Amarillo here, north of Texas, and it's about 4 hours flight from Tampa. 14 genotypes were grown out of 20. 14 genotypes were grown all 3 years. These are the list of genotypes. And 2012 and 15, there were other 6. And 2016, the 6 genotypes were again different because I said elite, so that every year we change some of the genotypes to make sure that we are growing elite cultivars. Data collection, I want to talk something about these sensors. This is the handheld sensor and this is the wired sensor, part of wired sensor actually. And what happens is that most of the research studies conducted so far included these kind of instruments to conduct the canopy temperatures or to record the canopy temperatures. The handheld IRT, it gives the point in time measurement. It means when we beep one time, it gives one time record, then we copy it. A wired IRT can record the temperature continuously for a long time, but it needs a lot of wire thing, data downloading system, so it's kind of a lot of work. So we believe that to reduce this hassle, we introduced some continuous recurring wireless IRT system in the wheat canopy temperature measurement. And we measure the temperatures every 15 minutes for 15 days continuously during the grain filling period. We were interested for the grain filling period because that was the most important period that determines the grain yield. There are other important periods as well, but we want to focus for the grain filling period. And here are the IRT sensors. They were fixed in the field after anthesis. And what we can do is we can create a base station close to the field, just maybe 10 meters distance from the field to the base station. And the base station has the capacity to receive information from the sensors. So they transmit information to the base station, and base station has the capacity to transmit that information to the computer system. So and at the home or at the office, we can download the data. So what is happening in the field, we can always download the data from the office. So that is the more convenient and more efficient method. So some results of the study, I want to show you something about the temperature, what happened during these three experimental years. I want to focus mainly on the active wheat growing period starting March to June. If we see these two, this is the mean maximum, this is the mean minimum, and the 2011-12, actually that's 12, is the much drought year with high, mean temperature was high and mean minimum was also high. But other 2 years, 15 and 16, they are close to the 30-year normal, but 2012 was really hot and dry season. And if you see also the rainfall or precipitation pattern, 2012 received about 231 millimeter of rainfall, while 2015 531 and 2016 350. This one is also close to other values, but we have to see the previous value, 2011, the historic drought year in the area. It received only 60 millimeter of precipitation, and because of that, 2012 season started with very low soil water profile, and because of that, the wheat plots in 2012 also suffered a lot with the drought stress. These are the data from the canopy temperature depression. This is the air temperature minus the canopy temperature. Anything above the zero or the green is the positive values for the canopy temperature, and anything below that is the negative values for the canopy temperature or depression. So we can see that during the hottest part of day, about 3 to 4 o'clock, the canopy temperature depression was maximum of about 7 to even 7.5 or 8, close to that. And but at the beginning, at the morning and evening times, the temperature was the canopy temperature was higher than the year temperature. And this figure actually gives the overall or trend how the temperature was decreasing or increasing according to the daytime. It's real difficult to identify the particular variety, but I wanted to focus some of the varieties that has the cooler canopy temperature compared to others. I mean the lower canopy temperature depression, that were Dumas, Hatcher, TAM 112, and TAM 304. And some of them had the higher canopy some of them have even lower canopy temperature depression, that was TAM 113, Bill Brown, and TX86, these three cultivars. This is from 2015. As you see, 2012, it was the depression was until maximum of 7.5 or somewhere, but this was the wet season, so the depression was limited to about -4. And this season too, Duster was doing much better than TAM 113. TAM 113 was warmer in previous season too. This is 2016. 2016 had a little bit better rainfall, but the temperature was again similar like in 2012. In this season, some TAM varieties, TAM is the Texas A&M system developed varieties. So these varieties, they did a little bit better, Duster and PZV. But some other varieties like Billings, Jaglin, and Winterhawk, they had more warmer canopy temperature in the season. So these are some, after looking this value, what we did is there was a big difference, especially during the afternoon period. So we segregated data into three parts. I mean the whole season data, then we segregated this and this as a one set data, and the afternoon as another set of data, and analyzed accordingly. So this shows some p-values for the whole time period, 24 hours. This is afternoon hours, and this is night and early morning hours. Many of the values were highly significant, and some of the non-significant values are indicated with red lines. These are the some canopy temperature depression data for different cultivars for different seasons. The greens are much lower. Greens has the lower canopy temperature depression as compared to the red ones. So if we see here, the time 113 was much warmer than time 304. Time 12 was also much cooler than, also the Dumas was cooler in this season. So I wanted to focus only the mainly the daytime balance. And the 2015 season, it was some were most consistent, some were not. So green values are again the higher. Green values are again the lower values. And the 2016 season again, these are much lower values here, here, here. Lower values means the canopy temperature was really high, and some other, especially the time varieties, they had better canopy temperature or the lower canopy temperature depression as compared to others. And I want to focus here, TAM 105, 110, 111, and 112. One of our recent study had indicated that the newer varieties were able to extract more water from deeper soil profile. And here, TAM 105 is older as compared to other three. It was released in about 1979, but these were around 2000 or even after 2000. So this also shows a clear trend that the canopy temperature depression was much lower in the older cultivar as compared to the newer cultivar. So it shows some kind of relationship with the water extraction as well. Grain yield, it was not very much consistent in these 2 years because the 12 was a real dry season and the grain yield was limited to about 1,000 kg per hectare, but about three times higher in 2016. But it's still, some of the varieties shows some consistency, and like the 2010 112, it was the highest producer in 2012. Did a little bit better in 2016 too, but these varieties were really, they did not perform well in the seasons. So among the TAM varieties, here also they did a little bit better in both seasons. Not very bad. So this is the major idea of the study, the grain yield versus the canopy temperature depression in 2012 season. We plotted the data for the afternoon, and we plotted data for the night time and early morning time. And as such, the data doesn't show any relationship with the canopy temperature depression. I mean, the grain yield did not show any relation with the canopy temperature depression. But we can see here that there are three genotypes. We can see clearly that they are not fitting well in the model. Dumas, TAM 304, TAM W101, they were not fitting very well in the model. Then we removed these varieties from the model. Then what happened is it shows the significant relationship with the canopy temperature depression versus grain yields. But even with that removal, the night temperature did not show any relationship. So the afternoon temperature was much related to the canopy temperature depression, and grain yield had much better relationship. In 2016, we did not find any outliers, but the relationship was again significant between the canopy temperature depression and grain yield. As the canopy temperature depression increased, grain yield increased. But these two varieties, the Dumas and TAM 304, another TAM 101 was not grown in this season, and they were still below the regression lines, but it did not affect the relationship that much. So summary of the study, we used the continuous recording IRT system or IRT census in 20 lightweight cultivars. There was the genotypic variation in canopy temperature depression at all hours. However, the difference was much evident during the daytime. and nighttime, or they were very close to each other. Among the 14 commonly grown genotypes, TAM113, Fuller and Bill Brown generally had smaller, whereas smaller means they had the cooler kind of temperature. Smaller means they had the warmer kind of temperature. And TAM304, TAM10, 11 and 12, they had the cooler canopy temperature as compared to the other as a whole. And significant positive relationship between the grain yield and daytime canopy temperature depression was found except three genotypes in 2012. Maybe these three genotypes have different kind of mechanism for drought tolerance. They did not fit in the model. So the study confirms the correlation between the CTD and grain yields. These kind of data are already presented in some literatures before, but we use some different methods and continuous recording system. So I just say that it confirms the relationship. It's not a new thing. And more data will be needed, but greater daytime CTD could be a good indicator of the greater drought tolerance in winter wheat cultivars under the dryland conditions. And there is another indication of the study that the more soil water extraction from deeper soil profile was in newer cultivars, and they also had the cooler plant canopy temperature, so this should have some kind of relationship. It indicates that relationship for the future issues. And of course, this kind of information can be used by the plant breeders and some other scientists for some kind of high throughput phenotyping in large breeding populations that may help in selecting or screening varieties. That's in the presentation, and the study was supported by Texas Wheat Board and Texas A&M Early Life Research. Thank you. If you have any questions, we'll try to answer. Yeah, that's a very good question. That's true that the soil temperature can influence the sensors, but the thing is, one thing is the sensors were a little bit in high, they were about 20 centimeter higher than the canopy temperature. And another thing is, we selected, in every plot, we selected the areas where the crop was best growing with more uniform canopy. And another thing is, we did not use the 90 degrees angle to put the sensor. We used 60 degree angle to put the sensor so that they did not focus directly to the soil, but more to the plant canopies.
Have you considered that maybe lack of canopy temperature depression could be another sign of drought tolerance? You know, that a higher temperature may be a sign of regulating water use, because Winterhock, to me, really stands out in terms of one that had a higher temperature, but is highly regarded as one of the most drought-tolerant varieties on the plains, but yet you consistently show higher canopy temperature with it. And so is there a chance that there's a different mechanism at play there?
Yeah, that could be. Even the other three varieties, they did not show the relationship with the, because out of 20, 17 was showing as the canopy temperature was lower, they were showing grain yield high, but three varieties did not fit in the model, as I said before. So some varieties, they may have different mechanism of drought tolerance rather than only the temperature stress thing. So this is the kind of we have to do some other combined studies to make sure that how the varieties responds to the drought. So canopy temperature is one indicator. There could be other indicators.
Have you noticed difference in the canopy temperature in the streams of the day, in the morning or in the afternoon, that can support those people saying maybe those high tolerant, drought tolerant genotypes, they do more photosynthesis and open the stomata more in the morning, and later in the afternoon they shut down.
So
if, for example, in the one that has a negative canopy temperature depression during the midday, mm-hmm. but have you checked if in the mornings or evenings they have positive canopy temperature depressions, maybe compared
to
the
this data includes the whole period, actually. For example, this is 2016 season, and you can see that this is the morning time, like this is the night, 12 o'clock. and until 8 o'clock they have the positive temperature. Canopy temperature is positive, or canopy temperature high is higher than the air temperature.
You see, at least in the morning, the brown ones, they are in the bottom, they are in the top. So
yeah.
That could indicate that they have more open stomata in the morning, and later they start down.
Yeah, that's possible. That's a very interesting point. Important
so
point.
I have a follow-up comment. Do you measure canopy temperature? Have you considered the air ambient temperature? Differential or just absolute canopy temperature?
This is the depression, canopy temperature depression, and this is the ambient temperature minus the canopy temperature.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's give a round of applause for all our speakers.